Here in Michigan, we love our suds. That's about the only conclusion you can make about the news that Michigan is now number 5 in the nation in the number of breweries, and we are 8th in craft beer output. Let's find out just how fast the craft beer industry is growing in Michigan as we say hello to Scott Graham, who's the executive director of the Michigan Brewers Guild. Hi, Scott.
Hi, and thanks for having us and talking about beer.
Let's talk beer. I'm wondering, Scott, how many breweries and microbreweries and brew pubs do we have going right now in our state?
Well, it's a little bit of a moving target. So I would say more than 140. We're well over 100. I can remember it wasn't that long ago. We were watching to see us hit triple digits, and we just seem to be launching right on past that, as a lot of breweries have opened in the last 2 years, and there are quite a number of them in planning that I know about, and I'm sure a few that I don't.
And that has to be unusual, because did I see a statistic that said once upon a time, just as recently as 1991, there were only 3?
Yes, that is accurate. So I think we're probably now, we probably have the most breweries that we have had in the state since Prohibition.
And no one was counting those in any official way back then. So tell us this, Scott, how and why has craft brewing gone from virtually non-existent to the hot thing in Michigan?
Well, there was kind of a re-emergence of local beer that really started taking root maybe as early as the 70s or even late 60s, if you want to look at it, the rescue of Anchor Brewing Company in San Francisco. But what we're really seeing is just Michigan kind of following a national trend, but maybe lagging a little bit behind what you would see on the West Coast. And then we're kind of taking it, and it's getting a lot of great energy, and I'm sure Michigan is going to continue to trend well beyond the national average. But a number of things happened. As there was a huge void in flavorful local craft beer, and breweries started to pop up to satisfy that before anybody knew what was really going on, that was one thing. And then there had to be legislative changes to allow for brew pubs, so it really got going slowly at first, but boy, in recent years, there's no holding the great beer state back.
In fact, I see that in May, Grand Rapids was named Beer City USA, and Kalamazoo was second, and Ann Arbor finished fourth.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, it got me wondering, with Michigan having this national reputation as a beer-loving state, what got that going? Is it our blue-collar heritage? Did that start things?
Well, I will tell you, we've seen trends in a lot of different products and really a shift in consumer preferences to things that are local and fresh and handmade and that you can connect to. And I think you can think of artisan breads or cheeses or coffee. You can look at wine. And beer's following right along those lines. And it seems to me that folks in Michigan are even more kind of local, loyal. They really respond to Michigan-based companies and Michigan-made products. So I think that both of those things are working.
I'm speaking with Scott Graham, who's the executive director of the Michigan Brewers Guild, talking about the just literal explosion in the number of craft breweries. We've got breweries and microbreweries and brew pubs, and from virtually nothing a few short years ago, over 140 of them now. And Scott, how do you keep your industry from becoming saturated? Could there be too many craft breweries in Michigan?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I can easily paint a picture that says there's a lot of room for continued growth in the industry. In 2012, by my number crunching, I would say that the amount of beer sold in Michigan that is brewed in Michigan is a little under 4% of all beer.
Okay.
I certainly expect to see it get to 10% and beyond, so that's 2.5 times or more volume. So the question is, well, where does that beer come from? And we have essentially two different types of breweries. We have 3 different license types in Michigan, and they kind of function as 2 different types. One is the what I would call the brew pub, and that's essentially a restaurant with a brewery attached. So think of any local brew pub that does not distribute their beer. They're making it to serve the restaurant. You can get some to go, but it's really a local dining and gathering place and drinking establishment. So those are essentially restaurants. And I think you look at any community and say, well, how many restaurants can this community support? And if it's a well-run operation, it could be a brew pub.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are breweries and microbreweries that may have a restaurant attached, so that they may have this tap room, but really they're focused on growing and becoming bigger than the beer that they can sell there and distributing their beer through the distribution system, getting it out to other bars and restaurants and to grocery stores, party stores. And that volume is going to grow a lot as well. I think that that's maybe where most of the volume will grow.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a lot of different beers on the shelf. I think the ones that are successful at getting there will sell more and more of their beer, and that'll be a good thing because it'll be ever fresher and, you know, ever livelier and better. But there's, I would argue that there's a lot of room for these restaurant breweries, brew pubs, in many communities that don't have them yet.
And so on a hot day like this, Scott Graham, since you're the executive director of the Michigan Brewers Guild, you love your beer. What would you pull out of your refrigerator and open up for us if we were going to share a beer? What's your favorite?
My favorite beer is a fresh, well-made local beer that I'm drinking.
Whatever that may be.
So that's a good question. Whatever I pull out of the refrigerator, that's it.
Scott Graham, the executive director of the Michigan Brewers Guild, spoke to us from Gaylord today. Scott, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks and cheers.
Turning now to a dispute that's bubbling and brewing between environmentalists and business groups. The subject, whether to expand wetlands and waterway protections, long-delayed updates of the Federal Clean Water Act. The environmentalists are hoping these updates would give the EPA more muscle with which to protect our waters. But there are business groups that believe this would be costly and wouldn't pack much benefit. Well, joining the side of the environmentalists are 20 craft beer brewers, including 7 from Michigan. They've written a letter to President Obama arguing that pure, clean water is essential to making good beer. Among the Michigan brewers pushing for stricter water control measures is Jason Spalding, who owns Brewery Vivant in Grand Rapids. And Jason joins us now. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Well, we have all seen President Obama is an unabashed beer lover, even to the point we know he bought a home brewing kit for the White House. So is that why you and the other Brewers for Clean Waters decided to write to the beer lover in chief?
You know, we all of us beer aficionados all stick together, so we're hoping Obama, being a fan of craft beer, might see things our way.
Did you get a response?
We haven't yet, but I know the NRDC, the Natural Resources Defense Council, is continually pushing for that, but I haven't seen a response yet. But maybe we'll sit down over beer with President Obama someday and talk about it.
What was it that was in the letter? What were you asking the president?
I guess we're asking to kind of put a little more muscle into the interpretation of how the Clean Water Act is written to see if we can get things back to where we are looking at a kind of a bigger picture of our entire water system. Being here in Michigan, water obviously is very important to us. And I think mostly where things kind of have fallen away or when they define navigable waters, you know, what exactly does that mean? And I know one of our big concerns is if you're not looking at your wetlands and things like that that feed into navigable waters, then you're not taking the big picture in mind, and you're allowing destruction of our natural waterways.
And what does that mean in terms of the everyday process of brewing the beer that you brew at Brewery Vivant?
Well, you know, traditionally, you know, when the first breweries came to the United States, they all located in places where there was great water. And, you know, here around the Great Lakes, a lot of breweries that are, you know, famous that people recall, Anheuser-Busch, you know, Miller, breweries like that, established their breweries in locations where they could get clean water, because mm-hmm. water is so important to brewing beer. And to us, you know, the biggest part of our beer is water. We always kind of kid around each other and say, you know, water is a dry subject to talk about with beer, but it is very, very important to us, and we're blessed by being here in the Great Lakes, and water is fantastic for brewing, and we just think it's worth protecting.
And to the business groups, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce being one of them, who say that increasing federal regulations, it's costly and it is unnecessary. What do you say?
I think there's always different viewpoints, but I think it's hard to argue against protecting a natural freshwater resource that we have here, regardless if you're talking, you know, people talk about jobs and development and things like that. I think we always have to take a balanced approach. But if we're not looking large scale and big picture, protecting our waters for generations to come, then I don't think we're doing ourselves any service.
We just spoke with the head of the Michigan Brewers Association, and we talked about the fact there are now over 140 breweries and brew pubs and microbreweries in Michigan. And as one of those at Brewery Vivant in Grand Rapids, how important is Michigan's location in continuing this growth of the beer business?
I think for whatever reason, Michigan has just really taken off with craft beer. And we've built up, you know, kind of quietly a great reputation. If you talk about craft beer outside of Michigan, you know, we have a great, great reputation. I think we're still somewhat winning over our own people within our state, but it is growing, and it's getting more and more popular, more and more demand for it. And we just have a great tradition of brewing for, you know, many, many years. And I think that's kind of solidified our state and our area as being a great place for craft beer.
Jason Spalding, owner of Brewery Vivant in Grand Rapids. He joined with 19 other brewers in writing a letter to President Obama calling for tougher clean water rules by having the EPA expand wetlands and waterway protections. Jason, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you so much.